Sometimes the relationship between an architectural project and its surroundings makes a stronger statement than the buildings themselves. The Blanton Museum of Art of the University of Texas at Austin is an example. Actually, it's two buildings joined by a public plaza. The Murray and James A. Mishner Gallery building, which opened in 2006, encompasses 124,000 square feet. The Edgar A. Smith building, another 56,000 for the museum shop, a cafe, offices, and classrooms. The trapezoidal shapes of the buildings and the configuration of the plaza have changed the dynamics between the university and the city around it. Downtown Austin was planned in 1839 with a grid of streets running either parallel or perpendicular to the Colorado River. Streets that run north and south, such as Austin's Main Street, Congress Avenue, tilt toward the northeast. So does the Texas State Capitol, 12 blocks north of the river. The University of Texas campus, 19 blocks north of the river, was laid out on a grid that tilts slightly toward the northeast. But for more than a century, the corner of Congress Avenue and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard was a visual letdown. In recent decades, it was just a guard station framed by parking lots. The Blanton changed that. Its buildings, designed by the Boston architecture firm Coleman McKinnell and Wood, have limestone walls, arcades, and red tile roofs that echo the older buildings on campus. The plaza, designed by landscape architect Peter Walker, includes rows of cedar elms, red buds, and Mexican plums set on axis with the Capitol building. That creates a welcoming green space at the entrance to the campus and a grand connection to the Capitol and downtown. Along with the Bob Bullock State History Museum across the street, the Blanton forms a new arts precinct in Austin with a stunning collection of 17,000 works from the old masters to modern art of the Americas.